Greetings, Big Bear Valley. This is Ryan Orr, bringing you the latest edition of Mountain Matters, the news you need to know. Election Day is behind us, and unofficial results are in for local races. Nearly 75% of Big Bear Lake District 1 voters chose to recall Councilman Alan Lee, and Candy Segovia won the race to take the District 1 council seat. The three incumbents up for election, Mayor Rick Herrick, Councilmember Randy Putz, and Councilmember Perry Melnick, all secured another term, with all precincts reporting. Measure O, which aimed to put stricter limits on short-term rentals, was voted down with 56.58% of the vote, and Measure P passed with 56% of the vote, resulting in what will be an increase to the transient occupancy tax from 8 to 9% in 2024 and 9 to 10% in 2025. Bear Valley Unified School District incumbents Kathy Herrick and Paul Zamoida retained their seats. Charles Hicks Jr. and incumbent Mary Kay Lindstrom won the two open airport board slots. John Green, Al Ziegler, and Bob Rao all retained their seats on the Big Bear City Community Services District Board. Craig Brewster won for the Municipal Water District Division 3. Peter Boss and Jackie Briner won two seats on the Bear Valley Community Healthcare District Board. And in larger races, Tom Lackey took out incumbent Thurston Smitty-Smith in the State Assembly's 34th District, and Big Bear local and congressional incumbent Jay Obernolte beat challenger Derek Marshall in the 23rd District. For all other results, you can visit the Secretary of State's website at electionresults.sos.ca.gov. In other news, the City of Big Bear Lake released a revised winter traffic management plan at their Monday night meeting that aims to improve traffic flow and safety. Measures being taken include a higher number of sheriff's personnel at high visitation areas to enforce illegal snowplay and parking restrictions. For more information, visit www.citybigbearlake.com. And the Moon Ridge Corridor is now fully open and drivable, so be sure to bone up on your traffic etiquette when it comes to roundabouts and go check out the remodeled area. And congratulations to Patty Bird and Vicky Hobbs, who were named Co-Volunteers of the Year by the Southern California Mountains Foundation's Trails Program. Good job, ladies. That's it for this episode of Mountain Matters. Thanks for listening, and always remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.